Vice President Kwesi Emisa-Arthur has encouraged the rank and file of the NDC to restrain themselves in the face of extreme provocation, but they should be civil and resolute in defending the achievement and the propagation of the party's 2016 campaign manifesto. He said the NDC, led by President John Dramani Mahama, will win this year's election in a transparent, free and fair manner. Addressing mini rallies in Logu and Belinga in the Wa East constituency of the Upper West region, Mr. Emisa-Arthur said the MPP has become desperate and it is prepared to do anything to mar the victory of the NDC. Setaya has sent this report.
The chiefs of Logu and Belinga endorsed President Mahama for a second term in view of the numerous projects that have been provided by government. They, on behalf of their people, assured the NDC and President Mahama of their votes for more development. The chiefs also appealed to Ghanaians to vote massively for the president. The traditional authorities called on government to speed up the construction of road networks in the Wa East constituency to ensure easy movement of persons, goods and services. Vice President Emisa-Arthur urged the people to defy intimidation by elements of the major opposition and go all out in their numbers to vote massively for President Mahama and the NDC's parliamentary candidate and Minister of Chieftaincy, Dr. Seydou Dana.
As the election is getting close, the people who are going to lose are going to get desperate. And when they get desperate, you never know what they can do. So we are asking our people to exercise patience. Please exercise patience. Because if you are going to win, you don't want trouble when you win. You want there to be peace when you win. So please, when the people who are losing get desperate and do desperate things, please exercise patience and just go and use your power of your thumb on 7th December to make sure that victory has come to the NDC.
The Wa East constituency is one of the communities that has one of the 123 Community Day senior high schools being built by government. The facility is almost completed and it comes with accommodation for the headmaster and the masters who will teach in the school. Vice President Emisa-Arthur said quality education still remains a priority area of government in order to train youth with the requisite knowledge and skill to make them globally competitive. He appealed to the people of Wa East to vote for Dr. Dana because he has braced the odds with his challenge to achieve a lot in life. Mr. Emisa-Arthur said Dr. Dana is brilliant and hardworking. They should therefore vote him so that he will continue to share his knowledge in Parliament for the overall good of the country.
We need to vote for Dr. Seydou Dana as MP. I have worked with him 4 years as minister. I have seen his work. I've seen how his mind is sharp. I've seen how he works hard. So because of that, I support Dr. Dana. He is one of the people who has achieved despite his disability. So we have to be proud. So me, I'm proud of him. Now I've seen this one who went to school and did well, who went to work and did well, who became a minister and has done well. And I think that, and we need to send him to Parliament now so that Parliament can also benefit from him.
At Logu, an honorary chieftaincy title was conferred on the Vice President.